Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me today, attorney Miriam L. Hubbard, working for the Pacific Legal Foundation, a group that represents people fighting for private property rights, individuals, municipalities. Today, she's representing the Association of Realtors in Santa Barbara. The Pacific Legal Foundation has filed a suit against the city of Santa Barbara, wanting them to abandon the Santa Barbara City zoning inspection reports currently required during all escrow of single-family homes. The lead attorney is joining us today from the Pacific Legal Foundation, Miriam L. Hubbard. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Miriam L. Hubbard.
Good morning. Thank you.
That was a long introduction for you. I asked permission if I could make fun of her name because the spelling is unusual, Miriam. And do people nickname call you Mary?
No, actually, I go by Miriam.
Then I'll call you Miriam. And I had a girl. I was in love in high school with a girl named Meryl, but she went by Mary. So
okay. Well, my little niece and nephew, when they were little, they called me Maymay because they couldn't say Miriam. So that's really the only other nickname I've ever had.
Well, that was nice of you to, and you let them do that. I mean, you didn't file suit.
Oh no, of course not.
Because we were keeping it clean, and the it would make Thanksgiving a little awkward. And L. Hubbard, no relation to L. Ron Hubbard?
No, none at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The L is for Lee.
Okay. Well, now that I made fun of your name, you see, I have a nice American name, Schneidman, that no one can make fun of. So that's why I made fun of your name. So this is big news. This is really, it seems so sacrosanct that the city of Santa Barbara can do a zoning inspection report. And what's the position that you feel is defensible to challenge this?
Well, I have to tell you that when I first heard from the Santa Barbara folks, I didn't actually even believe that they had it right, because government should not have the right to come into your home and look around just because you're selling your property. Here in Santa Barbara, they don't get a warrant. And if you don't do the zoning information report as they want it done, you get fined, and actually you are subject to both criminal and civil penalties. Now, I doubt those have ever been enforced, but the ordinance certainly does provide for a $500 fine and imprisonment for up to 6 months, or both.
Wow. And so, we're so used to hearing about, it's a warrantless search and things can get thrown out if it's not, you can't pull. In fact, when I was driving to the station today, an attorney was on the air saying that he got a case thrown out from a drunk driving because the police pulled him over. He was weaving, but they pulled him over like immediately. They didn't wait long enough to pull him over, so they didn't have just cause to pull him over. So then everything was thrown out.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know a whole lot about criminal law. I have to explain that. But, here, sometimes I don't think they could even get a warrant, frankly, because you have to have some reasonable kind of suspicion to get a warrant. Selling your home is not reasonable suspicion. If they have health and safety issues that they are concerned about, they can go present probable cause to a judge, and they may be able to get a warrant. But just selling your house is not grounds for a warrant.
And what's interesting is the distinction in the city of Santa Barbara versus the unincorporated areas, the Santa Barbara County. There are no such inspections, and the inspectors won't come along unless, let's say, a neighbor complains. Let's say a neighbor says, I think something's going on in there. I think there might be an illegal second kitchen. I think there might be something happening. So then they have a complaint. Then they get to knock on the door.
Right. Or they would have reasonable suspicion to get a warrant.
Right. Right. So technically,
but here, a lot of this is a money-making play because it costs people $475 to get one of these ZIR reports. And then if there's a reinspection, if they have to come back for any reason, it's another $190.
Right, right.
So this is expensive. So we sent a letter to the city telling them what they were doing wrong, and they adopted a new form that you can check a box and say, no, I'm not going to let you in my house. So what they do is they stand on the sidewalk and they look at the house or take a picture of it, and that costs you $355. And they also write notes on the report that will go to the next, to the buyer, that says we can't confirm violations because we got limited access to the site.
We were refused access to the site.
Exactly.
So this happened months ago. You sent a letter,
right,
complaining to the city, and their response was, okay, I tell you what, we're not going to... And did they change the form, or did they didn't change the ordinance?
They did not change the ordinance. This is a form that can be pulled at any time, and it's rather coercive because it says it's got a big red place at the top that says, you know, where you can check the boxes for no search. And this kind of language that they put into the report can certainly make a buyer wonder what's going on. And I should also say that these people are not, these inspectors that go in and look around, these people are not contractors. They don't know, like, if your gas line is running properly or whatever. They're just kind of looking for code violations that they think have happened. And their ZIR reports their records are not complete. So these ZIR reports have been just caused so much trouble over the years because they'll come in and for one owner, they'll say, oh yeah, everything looks great. And then when that owner goes to sell, they'll say, oh, this wall wasn't here when you first had it inspected.
Right.
And in fact, it was.
Right, right, right. So one could argue, okay, you know, let's say we have these reports, but at least when you do a report, you have to stand by that report. So a seller or a buyer buys a house based on the zoning information report, and then they go to sell, and it's a different report, and suddenly they're liable for changes. And, you know, there was one case where they said it was 3 units, and then when the guy goes to sell, they said it was 2 units.
Yep. Yeah, there was a grand jury report a couple of years ago, and it discusses a lot of the problems with this, how the people are not really trained to find true health and safety kinds of issues, and how apparently the city's records are not complete, and so they now want to complete them in this way. But that shouldn't really be the homeowner's problem. That's the city's problem.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not just a bunch of, say, real estate agents or attorneys saying, you know, this isn't right. This is a 2014-2015 grand jury found the reports inconsistent, unreliable, and mentioning that only 20 California municipalities out of 482 even have these.
Yeah, very few do. Many municipalities have searches of rental multifamily units or rental single-family units. But generally, owner-occupied for-sale homes, there's really no reason to be inspecting them.
So that's the challenge. So let's go back. So again, my guest, Miriam L. Hubbard from the Pacific Legal Foundation, representing the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors, have you officially filed a suit?
Yes, we filed a lawsuit on Thursday of last week, and we are arguing that this puts unconstitutional conditions on people's Fourth Amendment rights to be free from unreasonable searches.
Now, the city might say, well, you know, we're just wanting to make sure that everything is done properly. But what you're saying is, yeah, but just why don't you just knock on anybody's door? Why don't you just do a grid search of everybody's house in all of Santa Barbara, start on one end, and knock on their door and say, hi, we're here to do a zoning inspection. I mean, it's almost like that.
Probably, but they would have to get a warrant for that, and I'm not convinced they can.
And I'm not convinced either. But and so, in other words, I was almost making an analogy that was clearly you couldn't do that. So why, just because someone is selling a house, does that give you the right to create the search?
In other words, if you think that you have like gas lines throughout the city that are not up to par or that are dangerous, then they could get a warrant to search gas lines in certain parts of the city. But here, they claimed in the grand jury report that health and safety reasons were the issue, but that can't be, because just selling your house, again, is not a health and safety issue.
Right, unless you're a buyer paying these prices, and it is
a
health and safety
issue.
No, that was a complete joke. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah, but buyers, you know, should have a contractor, a licensed contractor looking at these things, not one of these inspectors who, and again, the grand jury report talked about how poorly trained these people are and how poorly qualified they are to really catch any dangers in the home.
Right, and they might catch something, they might not, and as you said earlier, inconsistent, but something that the association, Santa Barbara Association president said was that back in the 1970s, when this was adopted in Santa Barbara, seller disclosure laws didn't exist as they do today.
Mm.
And today, a seller has to fill out a civil code requirement, the transfer disclosure statement, and in addition, we created something called the Seller Property Questionnaire through the California Association of Realtors. So we're like grilling the seller. It's like turning a light on and interrogating the seller. And these questions are so detailed that there's no room for error. Like, did you build anything without a permit? Did you build anything without a permit? Was it up to code?
Mm-hmm.
Questions that there's no gray area. So could a seller lie? Sure. But then, of course, then they'd be liable if a buyer bought the house.
That's true.
You know, so it's a different, and so then they just made it so onerous. And then when you couldn't even rely on past reports, it's like, I bought the house. The zoning report was clean. Now you tell me it's not clean.
Right.
So it's just gotten really out of hand.
But the basic issue to me is the Fourth Amendment issue. We have a Fourth Amendment to protect people from government searches without probable cause and without some kind of reason to do it. And if you're required to let government people come into your home and look around without a warrant, I don't know what the Fourth Amendment means.
Right. And so this, and now you sent them a letter months ago explaining the Fourth Amendment, and then they responded with this kind of, would you call it a Band-Aid fix, where they said, okay, I tell you what, we'll let sellers choose if they only want an exterior inspection.
Yeah, here was their reasoning. They said that the ZIR requires a search or an inspection, they say. And inspection can mean many things, including standing on the sidewalk and taking a picture of the house. The problem with that argument is they didn't look at their own zoning ordinance, which specifies 9 or 11 non-exclusive things they have to look at.
So they were violating their own ordinance by allowing a seller to agree to an exterior search only.
That's exactly what they're doing.
My guest is Miriam L. Hubbard. She's from the Pacific Legal Foundation. She's representing the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors, which on October 19th, 2017, filed a legal challenge against the city ordinance. How much time does the city have to respond to this lawsuit?
They will have a little more than a month.
So if I have a listing, maybe I should just put off getting that zoning inspection. Maybe we'll get lucky. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the problem is once they respond, then there will be hearings. So, I mean, litigation does not go as quickly as most people would like.
So the question is, I wonder how strongly they feel about this. You know, they're only one of 20 municipalities out of 482 that are doing this.
Well, the city manager said he has no intention of changing the ordinance.
And it's basically, whose decision is it? The city council can vote on changing it?
Yep.
So if they want to avoid, you know what happened recently with election voting at large versus district is becoming a big thing. Mm-hmm. And people simply threatening to sue cities, are the city council then votes to change the voting to by district. So it'll be interesting to see what the political pressure bears. And in fact, one of our city councilmen is a local realtor. And I believe his position is supporting your case. And he's running, I think, for mayor right now. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of political pressure will bear. Did you know that recently they relented and eliminated condos from their required on the ordinance?
I do know that. I understand that the realtors were in favor of that, and I understand that the city went along with that suggestion because they rarely find anything in condos. I don't know why that is, if they're newer, or I just don't know.
Right. Well, there might be more limitations, you know, when you have a condo versus a single-family home to maybe pushing out or converting a garage. There might be more eyes on you within the condo. I don't know. But I wonder if that helps you, if it set a precedent that they turned around and said, okay, now we're not going to do this.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think it helps or hurts, actually.
The Fourth Amendment is your focus. And what is the what does the Fourth Amendment state?
Well, the Fourth Amendment broadly requires that government get a search warrant if they want to, well, especially to search a home or a business. You know, it's different for cars and everything. So what we're interested in is basically the sanctity of the home and not having government coming in and looking around for basically no reason. If there are health and safety concerns, that's fine.
But no justifiable reason. There's no suspicion.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have a suspicion about a house, why do you wait till the point of sale? What if the person sells it 20 years from now and they think there's some kind of leaking gas pipe there? Are they going to wait till the sale? That's ridiculous.
You know, you brought up earlier the idea of if the city suspected a problem with gas lines, then they would have the right to do certain inspections. And one of the things that is going on in the city are the sewer lines, because the waste sewer lines are not in good shape. And I think they have selected by grid to go throughout the city to make sure that the sewer lateral from the house to the city street is intact. And they're doing various testing with smoke. And so that's something that they're doing fairly, right?
Well, that's understandable, yes.
It's a little bit different. And they're doing it for everybody. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're selling your house.
Right. And they have a health and safety reason for doing it. Here, I don't know what the health and safety reason is for selling a home, because a buyer, I mean, I've bought a couple of houses. You can go to the public records part of the city, and you can look and see what sorts of permits have been pulled to change, say, you know, put a second story on the house or something. You should be able to do that.
Now, if you're buying a house in outside, you know what? Can we take a quick break? Can you do another segment, a short segment with me?
Sure.
Because I want to explain what people can do in the county when the city zoning enforcement ordinance does not exist. And maybe in the end, this will be some kind of a compromise and help you win your case. I'm going to give you some free legal advice, Miriam.
Okay. I look forward to that.
Since you're being so kind and spending all this time with us, my guest, Miriam L. Hubbard, she's the lead attorney. She's with the Pacific Legal Foundation. She's the lead attorney that has filed suit against the City of Santa Barbara, wanting them to abandon the Santa Barbara City Zoning Inspection Report. So we'll take a quick break. I'll come back and tell you my idea as to an alternative to this, to get them to relent and do away with it. And then I want to talk to you about a case that you you worked on in the city of Highlands, was it? Kind of another inspection case, but connected to rentals, right?
Right, the Trout Wine case.
Great. What'd you call it?
Trout Wine. Carl Trout Wine was the plaintiff.
Nothing to do with fish, though.
No.
Trout Wine case. Okay, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.